6 o'clock, time for some news.
Good evening, I'm here with your latest RTL Today News, Sports and Weather. I'm John Baker. It isn't great news for Luke Frieden, as according to the latest Politmonitor survey, his popularity among citizens of Luxembourg continues to wane, as he drops out of the top 10 most popular politicians. This marks a first for the poll, coordinated by IRES, RTL and the Luxembourger Vought, as never before has a Prime Minister failed to make the top 10. Deputy Prime Minister Xavier Bettel, however, continues to score highly with the public and came first in the survey. The Luxembourg economy is showing tentative signs of recovery despite not being in peak condition, according to Statec. This was the general assessment presented in its second economic outlook for 2025. While US tariffs have negatively impacted both sides, a full-scale trade war was averted. This context supports a modest recovery for Luxembourg, with projected GDP growth of 1% in 2025, 1.7% in 2026, and 2.1% in 2027. And a Luxembourg gynecologist is standing trial charged with the rape and sexual assault of 4 former patients. The defendant, whose trial began yesterday, told the court that he performed no gynecological act that went beyond a normal examination. The charges stem from alleged incidents at his surgery between 2013 and 2018. In international news, the world is watching on as Australia's ban of social media platforms for children under 16 will come into effect from tomorrow. A number of applications are named in the ban, and there are significant fines of up to $49.5 million for any that fail to take reasonable steps to comply, while the authorities fully expect rebellious teens will do their best to skirt the laws. And EU reassurances over the plan to use frozen Russian assets to help fund Ukraine have failed to quell worries about the untested scheme, according to Euroclear, the organisation holding most of the funds. The European Commission is pushing to tap some 200 billion euros of Russian central bank assets immobilised in the bloc to provide a desperately needed loan for Kyiv, but the complexity of the deal is concerning Euroclear. And sports now. FC Differdange will spend the winter break on top of the national division this year, but 3 other clubs have joined the race in recent weeks. After 15 match days, the top 4 teams are now only separated by 4 points, after Differdange drew once again in Kerjeng, while Etert Bissen and F91 Dudelange have caught up with respective wins. It promises to be a dramatic finale from February onwards. And finally, cricket, and it's bad news for England, as fast bowler Mark Wood will play no farther part in the Ashes tour and is to fly home from Australia at the weekend. Wood, who is 35, returned to action in the first test in Perth after surgery kept him out for 8 months, only to miss the second match in Brisbane after his left knee flared up again. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
And following on from a surprisingly beautiful day, as night draws in, the cloud cover will return, although it should remain dry. The temperature at RTL Towers has dropped to 9 degrees, and it should drop further overnight.